This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
I want you to pray to God for an expectation in this service today. I want you to pray against any offense that you might have in your heart. If you came in and there's somebody back home or somebody in workplace, even somebody at church, you have a bit of offense still in your heart as to the way we do things or the way they see things or the way they approached you or whatever, I want you to give that to God this morning. I want you to open up, to pray that the Holy Spirit will open up your ears this morning, that you will recognize God's voice. And lastly, I want you to pray for the seat, the empty seat next to you, in front of you, behind you. And I want you in the Spirit to place a name there that you would like God, that God has placed on your heart, and you want that person to be with you in church. You want that person to be here to experience God in His fullness as you came expectant this morning. So let us take a couple of minutes and just really be quiet before the Lord. Let us just prepare our hearts. Oh Lord Jesus, we are expectant of Your voice this morning. We are expectant of You touching our hearts. We are expectant of Your presence. And Father, we want to ask You, would You come and may silence the thoughts or the things that still need to be done for this week, still need to be done for this afternoon's lunch, whatever the case may be. Align our focus with Your focus here this morning. Allow us to hear Your voice, Lord Jesus. Allow Your presence just to fill our hearts. I want to give an opportunity. There's somebody that felt that God has put something on your heart, and you just want to share it with the congregation, a word of encouragement. Just come to the front, please.
Good morning, church. Yeah, so this morning, just want to come in agreement with what JP is saying. And yeah, when he was saying, so you see the waterfall and you maybe just experience a couple of splashes of that water, and that the Lord is inviting you to be part of His kingdom. A lot of questions, or a lot of people have questions asking, but how do we do that? And what I felt this morning was just, you know, we can ask the Lord to root our hearts in His kingdom. So we can ask Him those things that we can't do. And yeah, I'm just trusting for that someone here will have the courage today to ask the Lord to do exactly that.
Amen. Amen.
I just want to agree with that. one of my colleagues, he shares his Outlook calendar with the whole team, and Monday to Friday, usually during lunch, he picks up his kids from school. But on Thursday this week, during lunch, it says, pray for NAMPOWER. And I work for NAMPOWER. And then he walked into every office and he invited whoever wanted to join him to pray for the company. And being part of the kingdom of God is just, you know, the kingdom of God is where God is king. And looking at his calendar, you can see that God is king in his life. And to be part of the kingdom, I think, you know, I would just encourage us all to open our hearts and our lives and all the areas of our lives, including our work, for God to come and be king there.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, we just want to declare that you are the Lord of Lords, and that in our lives, Lord God, we want to invite you to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father, we open our hearts now to receive from you, to hear from you, Lord God, and just to be expectant and be joyful in your courts of thanksgiving and praise that we enter in. Amen. Thank you, band. Wonderful. I'm going to try and be short this morning, so I don't want the band to be too far away, as I want to give enough time for ministry this morning. So, for those who don't know me, my name is JP. I've been, I'm the pastor here, but from time to time, more than often, I get the chance to bring the word here this morning and just really what God places in my heart. So for the last couple of months, we've been spending time from various of our guys who bring the word on prayer. And I think a lot of key elements have been given, a lot of things have been spoken about prayer, and even for some of us, we could use that in order to just really grow in our prayer life. But there's one thing that continues to be placed in front of me, which I am in a sense confronted with daily. And that's when we can pray, we can do fellowship, small group, church, we can do worship, we can do everything when it comes to church. But if it's not birthed from within the heart, if it's not something that God has really touched you in your heart, and that's the reason why you do what you do, then it becomes a bit of a motion or a religious thing that we do. We go through certain motions. In my calling, as a in full-time ministry, certain things in life that I will do that will not be as pleasant, but it will have to be done. And there's certain things in life which God will tell me to do, or God will give me situations, I've got to portray it, and it will be the most joyous moments ever. But if my heart wasn't in ministry, wasn't in it because I had this massive revelation about our Lord Jesus Christ and what He has done in my life, the way He pulled me to my knees or knocked me down and said, listen, you have to make a choice. It's either yes or it's no. And out of that was birthed a desire and a hunger for more. Now, here's some fun facts for you. So, just as an intro, I want you to run with me on this, because we pray that our Father, we call upon our Lord to help us in our situations. And you know what? God is contending for our hearts day in and day out. Here's a fun fact for you. If your heart beats an average of 80 beats per minute, your heart beats about 4,800 times per hour. That's a whopping 115,200 times per day. So over the course of a year, your heart would beat around 42,048,000 times. That's a lot, ne? If you live to be 80 years old, your heart would have beaten approximately 3,363,840,000 times. That's a lot. That's a lot. All agree with me? Yes? Okay. Are you wowed by that statistic? So use it, and as we continue. So the human heart is the organ that pumps blood throughout the body via circulatory system. It supplies oxygen, nutrients to all the tissues, and it removes carbon dioxide and other wastes. You know, through the bloodstream. So the thing is, if your heart is not beating right now, you're dead. Because that's the key. That's what the heart is about. The heart is beating, and it gives life. It's life. But let me ask you this. Who here that is married recently, a bit longer, will agree with me that your heartbeat raised significantly the first time that you saw your wife or your husband? Okay. After 13 years of marriage, or 10 years or 5 years for you, who still feels the same? Do your heart still raises when you think about your wife? Amen? Just 2 hands, 3, 4. Thank goodness for that. I just wanted to say we need to stop the service right here and get praying on the hearts now. Let's do some marriage counseling here. And that moment you went down on your knees and you ask your wife or your husband, don't know, somebody might have done it the other way around. Some wives like to get ahead of the program, you know. Get down, think of that heartbeat, that moment of silence. And he said, will you marry me? Sal jy met my trou? Now in my case, my wife didn't feel that well that day. So I didn't make it all as romantic as I should have. But I just couldn't wait. I said, Lord, I used the word Christian as a means of doing getting around, you know? It was my lifestyle to say that I'm a Christian. But back then I realized, you know, I just wanted to get this answer. But my heart was beating. It was the most anxious moment probably in my life. Because what if she says no? Whew, man alive. Thank goodness she said yes. 14 years later, married for 13. If the phone rings, I can without a doubt say, and my heart does skip a beat or two. But look at the introduction. Look at how we as humans interact and how we are designed in relation with one another, to get closer, to make us feel that love, to make us feel that wow. And then we have the sad parts and all the other ones, but if we look at the spiritual side of the heart, you know, it's the one thing that God asks of us in order for us to be saved. He says that if you believe with the heart and confess with the mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, you will be saved. If you don't agree with me on that, Romans 10 verse 8 to 10 says the following, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. And we know that the word is, became alive in John 1. And the word became flesh. The word was there in the beginning. So the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe with your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Okay, so we're still on the same page. We can see the significance of the heart. It's about the reconnection. So, what is God actually asking of us when we give our heart? He's saying that in a physical sense, if you live up to the age of 80, he wants all 3,363,840,000 beats of your heart for him. Straightforward. So let us go back to the beginning and understand why is this so important to God. Why is the beating of our heart so important? Because God brought that into existence. In Genesis 1, verse 26 to 27, he says, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image and after our likeness.'" God didn't say, "Let us make a man and a woman. We make them look nice. And we put them together and then we say, okay, do what you need to do." God created each one of us in his own image, in the Trinity's own likeness. So each one of us resembles the image of God. In a sense, our heart that beats resembles the heartbeat of God, whether you believe or not. Because God made each one of us. So God created them, and he let them have dominion over the fish and over the sea and the birds of the heaven and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. And that's spiders as well, just to throw that in there, you know. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. And with every beat of the heart, Adam and Eve was connected with God. Because the Spirit breathed life into them. And he sparked their heart. And he gave them purpose of every beat of my heart will be for my God. Okay. So you're all with me still, eh? Agree? Yes? Okay, it's awfully quiet in here this morning. Let's see. See, the thing is, God could have easily given up on us. Because after the sinful, or the sin, the fall of man, our hearts were drawn to the world. Our hearts were drawn to the things that we can have. The desires of our hearts were drawn to what we can see, what we can feel. And for many, some in here, some out there, it might feel this morning that God has given up on you. That God's not present in your life. Because things aren't working out for you. Things aren't working according to how you planned it. And I've said it last week as well. Responding. Where Peter had to, Jesus called him. And Peter had to respond. When God said to him, Jesus said to him, "Come." It's very much a question of what is your response. See, God breathed life into our lives through His Spirit. And because of that, He didn't give up on us. So He is continually, after this, the fall of man, He's continually contending for our hearts. Otherwise, none of us wouldn't have been here.
God would have said, sorry, I've had it. But the love in God's heart is just so, so, so much. And because He created us in His own image, He doesn't want to let us go. So He continues to fight for our hearts. But our minds are the ones that sometimes and too often control the way we think, the way we do, the way we are. Because we want to reason things. And with our heart we can believe, but with our mind we can reason that whatever scientists say, whatever people say about me, I can either take it or leave it. So in reasoning with the mind, we can reason God out of our lives. We can reason God into and bring God to a little small little box. Or we can rewrite His name in a sense of the big man upstairs. And we can completely forget who God really is. He is our Creator. He's the one that desires our heart. So why do I say contending? Because if our heart was not important to God, He would have not made a plan to save each one of us. He's not in it for the physical. He's in it for the heart. And our heart is the spirit of our lives. That's the one that connects with Jesus. That's the one where Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is connected. They are connected in the heart because they are one. It's one heart beating. And that's what God is. God is fighting for us. So I just want to give you a couple of scriptures, and I'll tell you why. I just read some of these. 1 Samuel 10:26 says, Saul also went to his home at Gibeah, and with him went men of valor whose hearts God had touched. 1 Samuel 12:24, only fear the Lord and serve Him faithfully with all your heart, for consider what great things He has done for you. Psalm 10, verse 17, O Lord, you hear the desire of the afflicted. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline your ear. Matthew 5, verse 8, Jesus says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 6, 21, for where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. Matthew 15, 18, but what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. Ephesians 3:17, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Ephesians 4:18, they are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God, because the ignorance that is in them due to their hardness of heart. The word heart appears 862 times in the Bible. That's the ESV version. 687 times in the Old Testament and 175 times in the New Testament. When that is mentioned, when the heart is mentioned, when the heart is spoken about, the heart is portrayed or given this, we see many things that comes from the heart. Fear, sadness, anger, compassion, love, desire, vulnerability, courage, etc. That's a lot. And I've not read through every single one of them. But I'm going to say that most, if not all, God speaks about the heart either for Him or against Him.
He never spoke about the physical heart and say, listen, you need to have a heart transplant so that the new heart that beats. Or maybe I give up my heart for somebody else, then Dr. Jacques, he comes in and he's like taking my heart and he puts it in Stefan. And now because I'm a pastor, Stefan will have the necessary faith here. It's not working like that. God calls us in the spirit. He calls us either, and we have to make that choice. It's either for God or against God. The way your heart beats is either for God or against God. You see, He either encourages us to draw closer to God when we read about the heart throughout the whole Bible. He encourages us to draw closer. Draw near to me and I will draw near to you. Seeking Him, finding Him, examining our own hearts toward God and toward our people, toward people around us. To be cautious of the things that can defile the heart and ultimately striving for a pure heart to be able to see God. But just as a ribcage protects the physical heart, we often in the spirit build layers upon layers of protection around our own hearts. And of the things that hurts us, we basically build a wall of Jericho around us, not allowing people or the Spirit of God to connect with us because of hurt, because of trust, anger, sadness, and even the defilement in our hearts that we have. But why are we talking about the heart? Why am I this morning saying to you, listen, the heart is a massive thing. If you want to serve God, if you've made a choice for Jesus Christ, and you've made it because somebody else said to you, listen, this is what you have to do in order to be saved, and you do it, but your heart is not in it, you have a problem. When Jesus came to the earth, He did not come here to be buddy-buddy and have breakfast with us all the time and have good weekends. He came here for one purpose and one purpose only, is to do the will of His Father. His heart was to do the will of His Father. He came to make a way through the cross for our hearts to be able to connect with God's heart. Connecting hearts means getting to know the inner being of that person. Matthew 7, verse 21 to 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. See, sometimes the worldly desires in our hearts hinder us from connecting with God. 1 John 2 verse 16 says, for all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride of life is not from the Father but from the world. Jesus was clear on His motives and why He was here. And He came to contend for the heart of man. He came for you and came for me so that we can be saved. And He knows the enemy is busy. He knows that You know, that our eyes are wandering, our minds are filled with whatever goes around out there, what people say and what people do. We are so hungry in our hearts to connect, that we sometimes connect to only what we can see. But here's a key thing this morning, that in contending for our hearts, there's one thing that you can know for sure this morning. That Jesus is continuously contending, but he's not contending from a place of losing, but he's contending from a place of victory. Because the victory was on the cross. The victory was on the cross. And that's the reason why God is calling us deeper and deeper into prayer and communication with him, to connect with our hearts, to connect with his heart, and to allow us to feel and live out his heart's desire. And I said I'm going to be very short this morning, because I want to get to the point. We need to ask a few questions here this morning. And we are going to trust, I'm going to trust, for something really, really, really special this morning. I'm going to trust that God will come and break down the walls of Jericho around our hearts. I'm going to trust that God will come, and when the trumpet blows, when you are in that place of really feeling God's presence, and your walls will break down, and you will connect with God this morning. And I want to speak Ezekiel 11, verse 18 to 20. And that's when I'm going to ask the band to come up. You guys thought, oh, he's making jokes. We are pretty much done. But this is just the beginning. Band can come up and we can just switch the front lights off. And I want you to close your eyes. I want you to envision what I'm going to read to you now from Ezekiel 11. And I want you to place yourself in this situation. I want you to open up your heart here now to really be honest with yourself. Because I'm going to ask difficult questions. I'm going to ask questions that you need to truthfully answer to be sure that you are in the right place here this morning. That you came and received what you were looking for. And when they come there, they will remove it. All its detestables, all the detestable things, and all its ambitions, abominations. And I will give them one heart, and a new spirit I will put within them. I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh, and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my rules and obey them. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. I was going to read that again. And I will give them one heart and a new spirit, and I will put within them I will remove the heart of stone from the flesh and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in the statutes and keep my rules and obey them. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. So the question here this morning is, you know, God's calling us deeper into prayer and communication with Him. And as you are sitting here, I just want you to really be quiet for a moment, and we're going to trust that God will come through, and God will connect with your heart. And the first question I want to ask you this morning is your heart toward God and our Lord Jesus Christ, or is it towards the world? The desires, the anxiousness, the stress, the happiness, is that because you find this intense joy because of who God is in your life? Or is that because of the things that you have in the world? Are you going through motions when praying? Or are you truly seeking God and His heart for you? You know, it's so easy just to say one or two things. To just pray a quick prayer this morning of something that Angus Buchan wrote on the bottom of his daily devotion. Praying something that somebody else had on their heart. But what is on your heart this morning? When you think about God right now, are you excited about Him? For who He is in your life? Does your heart skip a beat? Does your heart race? Because you know, wow, God, you are my everything. We say it so often. Why is it so difficult for you to continually stay in communication with Him, in communion with Him, with our Father, the one who created us in His own image? And then the most important question here this morning, and I truly trust that God will really come and circumcise our hearts. Just take away the dead skin and the things that's not supposed to be there. It's the reason why you are here today. And what is your motive for coming? Is it because you are on duty? Is it because you are, it's part of your emotions, your rituals? Sunday is church day. I said that to my wife in the beginning, you know, Sunday is church day for me. But I decide when Sunday is for me. I decide which Sunday is for me. Is it because somebody invited you and you just want to say to them, listen, now you can get off my back. That's the reason why I'm here. Are you just here because you want to ease your conscience about what happened during the week, or because you are far removed from God? You've never spent time with Him this week. You've never even engaged in any communication with Him. And you just want to ease your conscience here this morning. And it's not nice to ask these questions, but we have to be honest and we have to be truthful to ourselves and with God. Because it's only a pure heart that will be able to see God. And if you've truthfully answered in any one of those, because if we continue to do church merely from a place of routine, reaching out to others because we want to, we want to give something of ourselves. It's a moral thing to do. We continue to play church, and I'd rather just say stop, because Matthew 7 is clear. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Romans 10, verse 8 to 9 says, you know, that for one with a heart believes and confesses and is justified, and with a mouth we confess. And Lord, I just want to thank you this morning, and I want to say, Holy Spirit, I want to invite you into to come and sit next to everyone. And put your hands on their shoulders. Go through the rib cage, go through the vital organs, and just, God, just touch their hearts this morning. And Father, we want to thank you that we always have that opportunity to reconnect with you, Lord. And this is an invite this morning. Again, this is not a place of show. This is not a place to say that one is further up with God and the other one is not. Because I'm the pastor, I'm more holy than anyone else here. I also have down times. I also have times when I struggle in a sense to connect with God, but he's there with me and he's teaching me something. He's teaching me to dig deeper. To persist, to persevere, to go through, to not just go through emotions, not go through motions, but really connect with him. If you've answered to any of these questions, if any of these questions are in your heart this morning and you're like, Lord, I need to set things straight. I need to make things right this morning. There's certain areas of my heart that has become a stone piece, and I've built walls around my heart. Lord, I want you to blow the ram's horn this morning, and I want you to break that down in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm sitting here and I've grown up in a Christian home, but I've never given my heart to you. I've never confessed it with my mouth, and I believe that you exist, but I've never confessed it with my mouth. Lord, here's my heart. I want to give it to you. I want to give you all 115,200 beats of my heart for this day. So if you've answered to any of these questions, and you are in that place where you just need to bring certain things before God. You've got a hardened heart. You've got sadness in your heart. God is there for every single one of you. He's contending for your heart this morning because he wants to use you for the glory of his kingdom. And I want to extend that invite to you this morning to come to the front, really as a sign of acknowledgement, not on my part, not because I want to see who's done what. I just want you to acknowledge and connect with God. And it takes a step on our side. It takes the first step on our side to say, Lord, here am I. Because Jesus Christ has already died on the cross for us. He's inviting you to say that, I've done this now. I want you to draw near to me now. You need to take that step. So that is you. If you're saying, JP, I just need to reconnect with God this morning, I just want you to come to the front. While all the eyes are closed, I just want you to, let's do it the easy way for now. Let's just stand up. Let's just stand up. We're not going to put you under pressure. Let's just everybody stand up quickly for a minute. As I see if we're going to sit here, our heads bowed, some might fall asleep.
So we're going to quickly do this again. We want... we want everyone to come to the front this morning. The reason why we're saying that is not each one of us, somewhere in our lives, has got something that we need to deal with God. And just by extending or taking that first step, coming forward and saying, Lord, I know, I acknowledge, that's what God can work with. But God needs you to break the pride and the selfishness and the things in our hearts that are hindering us from moving forward. God wants you just to let that go. So I want to invite you to the front. I want to invite you to come to the front. Let us, we're not going to pray with you. We're not going to lay hands on you right now. We're just inviting you and saying, Lord, you saying to him, Lord, I acknowledge as I see a smile or two, I'm just so excited to know that, you know, the reason why we're stepping forward is not just some, it's not because somebody said something. It's because, you know what? God is real in each one of our lives. And the fact that you take the step now, I just want to honor you. Lord, I just want to thank you this morning. Lord, you are working in each one of our hearts. Lord, I want to thank you this morning that you are continuously contending for our hearts, Lord God, for the kingdom of God. Lord, I want to thank you as I, in my spirit, just see, Lord, as people have come forward, Lord God, just a tear of joy just ran down your cheek. Lord God, that tear, that anointing is just falling upon each one of us, Lord God. You are anointing our heads with that tear of joy. And Lord, I pray for a restoration and a reconnection of our hearts with you this morning. Lord Jesus, I pray that each one of us will be honest with ourselves, Lord God, as when we stand here, Lord Jesus, that we are saying, Lord, we need your help. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we want to speak healing into the areas of anger, of sadness, of bitterness, of deceitfulness. Lord, we want to come against the things that defiles our hearts. We want to break down in the name of Jesus the walls of Jericho this morning in around each one of our hearts, God. We want to pray for trust in people and in the church to be restored. The body of Christ to be restored. Father, I pray that each one of us will continue, Lord God, to be honest before you. And that, Lord, you will come and break down the walls of pride, self-gain, of selfishness, Lord Jesus. Lord, I place upon everybody's eyes this morning in the name of Jesus, just eyes of new glasses, new vision, Lord God, to see things in the spirit, to see things in the way you see it, Lord God.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.